This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Usually, when you hear a story about how much a CEO gets paid, it involves criticism that the pay is too high. But there's a flap unfolding this week about the new CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra. She's making less money right now, roughly half as much, as her predecessor, Dan Akerson, did. It's got people talking once more about the pay gap between men and women. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Mary Barra's salary is $1.6 million, and Dan Akerson's was $1.7 million, but the difference is in the extras. Barra's total pay is about $4.5 million. Akerson's added up to $9 million, thanks to what are called short-term incentives, bonuses tied to performance.
There's a bit of mystery and guesses that go into this thing.
David Larker is an expert on executive compensation. He teaches at Stanford's Graduate School of Business.
You garner benchmarks, and then you have professionals on the board that have done this many times, and they try to make an informed judgment.
And that's what GM says it did. The company also says Barra's compensation package is incomplete. Later this year, it'll include long-term incentives. Linda Babcock is an economist at Carnegie Mellon.
You can kind of explain away maybe one individual difference, but across the pattern of data, those averages don't lie.
And that may be why so many people are talking about this. On average, Babcock says, a woman makes about 80% of what a man would. But, she points out, that pay gap widens the higher you go up the corporate ladder.
The public scrutiny over this issue is really a good thing.
According to Virginia Vallian, a psychology professor at Hunter College, women have to walk a line that men don't.
People don't mind entitlement in men to the same extent that they mind it in women.
Vallian says we make judgments in the workplace about men and women. And these judgments, even if they're subtle, she says, can result in big differences in what people get paid. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.